Feelings. They come out of nowhere and consume you. Just when you think you're coping, another circumstance changes, another situation develops, another unexpected event triggers a wave of uncontrollable emotions that affect the way you feel about what's happening, impact the way you are with those around you, and alter your sense of contentment and happiness. Out of nowhere, consuming you. Just when you think you're coping, another circumstance changes, another situation develops, another unexpected event triggers a wave of uncontrollable emotions.
People
that affect the
they're everywhere, all around you, acting and reacting to everything you do and say, demanding your conversation,
consuming your time, extracting your energy. Your interactions swallow the majority of your working day, spent conversing and dealing and accounting for other people, all around you, everywhere, acting and reacting to everything you do and say, demanding your conversation, consuming your time, extracting your energy.
Pressure. It's unavoidable and overwhelming. Your responsibilities, your finances, your deadlines, expectations demanded of you, and those you have on your side. The way you look, the clothes you wear, the car you drive, the things you have. Are you being a good partner, a good parent, a worthwhile person? The pressure is intense and unrelenting. It's unavoidable and overwhelming.
Am I wasting my time? So many things to do. Everyone is unavoidable. Just overreacting.
Do other people like me?
Demanding your conversation. Exhausting
your time. What should I think?
Close your eyes and focus on my voice. I'm taking you away. Be aware of your breathing. Take deep, comfortable breaths in. Hold them and then exhale. Let your breaths become slower and deeper. Relaxing your thoughts, relaxing your body. Every time you exhale, you're going deeper and deeper into this wonderful state where we can actually be together, moving further away from the pressure being taken away. Breathe in now. Hold your breath until I say. And when you breathe out, all of your pressures will become smaller and smaller, further and further away from you. Breathe out now. Your troubles are becoming insignificant. Tiny dots, indistinguishable as we journey to this place together. Your mind is taking you far away from where you are now. Hold my hand. I'm taking you somewhere else where you're able to be yourself. Where life is open. without worries or cares. We can think freely. We can be ourselves. We're alone together. Right now, your eyes are locked shut. You're aware of where you are, and you're in control of your actions, but your mind is with me. It feels good to be here. It feels liberating. I want you to visualize a deserted beach. The sun is beating down, but the sea breeze cools us as we walk the white sands together, hand in hand. We can be ourselves here. We can be together. This is paradise. You and I together, right now. Both of us are naked, but so consumed by the other, neither of us are even aware. It's safe here. The world is a million miles away. The waves gently break as we stop and turn to face each other, feeling the ocean lap at our feet. Our eyes locked, fixated with the beauty we see in each other and all around us. You look incredible. We lean into each other and kiss, our lips touching as if for the first time. The scent of our skin on each other, our tongues gently protruding, entwining, our bodies pressed up against each other. I can feel your breasts press softly into my chest, and you can feel my cock against you, sensing it harden as our kiss becomes more passionate. Our hands roaming each other's bodies, you can feel my hands touch you, my hands on your body, running through your hair, over the back of your neck, pulling you close to me. We break off from kissing and gaze into each other's eyes. I love this moment. Nothing needs to be said. Our expression says it all. Love, lust, a sense of complete peace. In this one moment, this one particular point in time, you're amazing. Our jaws are slightly open, we're unable to contain this. I pull you close to me and whisper in your ear, I love you. And as we're against each other, feeling our nakedness, lust takes over, and our hands start to roam. You feel me run my hands over your shoulders, down your back, cupping your ass, as we begin to kiss again, only this time. It's more passionate. There's a greater sense of urgency. We want each other. Need each other. Our desire is beginning to consume us as the waves crash over our ankles and the beauty
of our environment makes this a perfect moment together. I take your hand and lead you to our blanket, already laid out in the sand, and we lay down together, holding each other, kissing, hands exploring. My hand runs over your body, moving down between your legs, and you part them instinctively, allowing me access to you. At the same time, you reach for my cock and look into my eyes as you realize how hard you've made me. My expression tells you this isn't just raw lust. I desire you. I'm attracted to you. I want you. Not just your body, but as a person. I'm in love with you. As you stroke, you feel my pre-cum, telling you how badly I want you, and I can feel how wet you are. I can feel how swollen your clit has become as I stroke over it. Ah, rubbing your clit as we kiss, and holding each other's gaze, and you pull me into you. As you do, my cock presses against you, the tip just pressing softly against your lips, and we hold that position, looking into each other's eyes. I hold your face with the palm of my hand, and I kiss your nose as I say to you, "It's okay. Is this what you want?" And you nod, unable to speak, as I push inside you. You gasp, but nod harder, begging me to continue as I slide inside you, inch by inch, filling you, watching you bite on your bottom lip as you hear me moan. You hear me moan your name. Oh. We lose control, lost to the moment, lost to the emotion. Oh, we both groan and moan and dig our nails into each other, forcing us onto each other. Our panting gets harder, our breathing gets faster. We still look at each other, lost in our love, lost in the sexuality, lost in the sheer beauty of where we are. You can feel me pushing into you, pushing inside you, thrusting and building up a rhythm. But this isn't animalistic, this is a loving, tender moment. And as we can hear the waves crashing and feel the breeze against our skin, you can feel me swell and become engorged inside you, filling you up harder. Oh. And I look at you and I whisper, "I'm gonna come." Oh, I can feel myself about to come. I wanna come inside you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. push deeper inside you. You can feel me all the way inside you, and I can feel you bucking back onto me, forcing me inside you as hard and as fast as I can. Ah. Oh. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. I'm gonna come. And you feel me just hold you. And the waves keep crashing. And the sun keeps beating down. And we're still in this moment. Together, right now. Me and you. I hold you. I want this moment to last forever. I love being here with you. You hold me close to you. Neither of us wants this moment to end. It's tender. The love is electric. The love that we have for each other. You can feel me inside you. I want you to know. You can revisit me here whenever you want. I'll be here waiting for you. And I want you to be aware, again, of your breathing. Breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. And as you breathe, with every breath in, with every inhale, you start to become familiarized with where you are right now. But as you breathe out, somehow the pressures of life are not as great as they were. You feel exhilarated. And as your eyes begin to open and you start to look around, you're at peace and you can see life in a slightly different way. Your problems become easier to manage. Those pressures and stresses, they seem less than they were before. And if it ever gets too much, just come back.